Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To a throw, and it's intercepted. It's picked off at about the 20-yard line. Carol Bernard with the huge interception.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Al Michaels with the call last night on Amazon Prime. We got a Mike Francesa huge out of him there. A huge interception from Terrell Bernard. Tua turned the ball over. Just when you thought Miami gets back in the game? Nope. Stare down a receiver. Throw it right in his breadbasket. And as I said, going to break, the Bills would kick a field goal. Matt Prater sneaks one through, and Buffalo wins 31-21. So at the end of the broadcast last night on Amazon Prime, and I think a lot of people are now having this conversation, right? It's, what's next for the Miami Dolphins? I don't think they're going to fire Mike McDaniel before their next game. And Amazon put the schedule up. And I know this has been a topic of conversation today. Obviously, it'll be one on our show. It'll be one on other shows also. Miami's upcoming schedule is very interesting. So they have like a tremendous bye here, like the mini bye of all mini byes, because now they don't play until next Monday night. They will host the New York Jets in that game. And Justin Fields will probably be back, but the Dolphins host the Jets. And I think a lot of people would consider that to be not a lock, certainly, but a winnable game, right, for Miami. The following week, the Dolphins travel to Carolina to play Bryce Young and Andy Dalton, to play the Carolina Panthers on the road. Then they host the Los Angeles Chargers, probably up against it in that game, but I mean, I don't think the Chargers are world beaters. The Chargers are better than the Dolphins, but a possible winnable game. Hey, Dolphins fans, how's it going to feel watching Tua versus Justin Herbert? Great draft pick. Yeah. And then the week after, at the Cleveland Browns. So three of the next four games against three bottom feeders in the NFL. The Jets, the Panthers, and the Browns. And people are saying, what if they go 3-1 in the next four? And then they're 3-4. And they're right back in this. Why can't the Dolphins beat the Jets? Why can't they go on the road and beat the Carolina Panthers? Why can't they go on the road and beat the Cleveland Browns? They just hung tough in Buffalo against the Bills. They can't beat the Jets? I'll get to Buffalo in a second. I think that everyone needs to remember something as we start to project this forward for the Miami Dolphins. And remember, I bet the Dolphins last night. I liked the Dolphins last night to cover the spread. Do you remember my rationale as to why I liked the Miami Dolphins last night? Because the Bills' defense sucks. Because the Bills' defense is no good. No good. Next Monday night, the Dolphins host the Jets. Now, the Jets' defense has not been great to start the year. We'll see how they do on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't think it's close that the Jets right now, well, we'll see what happens when everyone's back from injury for Buffalo. The Jets have more talent on defense than the Bills do. That does not mean the defense will play as well as Buffalo's. Have more talent. The Browns' defense is definitely better than Buffalo's defense. Like, Miami was able to have success last night because the Bills' defense is no good. And because they were able to spam the middle of the field with Tua, who had like 900 attempts for like 50 yards. It went exactly how we said it was going to go. And they were able to have success in that manner. They're not going to be able to do that against the Jets. Like, the Dolphins will lose next Monday night to the Jets. That'll be the Jets' first win of the year. And maybe Mike McDaniel gets canned at that point. And okay, like maybe they go on the road and they could beat the Panthers. I think the Panthers are terrible. I think Bryce Young's no good. They're going to lose to the Chargers. And how are they scoring on the Browns? With Cleveland's defense. I'm not here for the, well, maybe Miami can get back into it. No. I credited them. I thought Mike McDaniel coached his ass off. It's a hell of a coaching job, seriously, from Mike McDaniel. Everyone killing him. The brutal start, week one against the Colts, the players-only meeting. The back-breaking fourth quarter, like, collapse last week against the Patriots. To have his team ready to play last night was like a feat that deserves to be celebrated. And I'm not being sarcastic. That does not mean, though, that this team's going to get back into it. They are outmanned. The secondary's terrible. Terrible. And this vaunted pass rush that we talked about, this is how they can be good. Phillips and Chubb and Chop Robinson and Kenneth Grant and Siler. Can you get at that ass? Are they? The offensive line still stinks. And the biggest problem for Miami, and he told you what a problem it is this week, is the quarterback. Tua Tagovailoa is fine. He's adequate. He's average. He'll be on an NFL roster for as long as his body holds up. And I don't mean that, like, I'm just saying, like, in the same way, like, Tommy DeVito will be on an NFL roster as a third-string quarterback for as long as his body holds up. Tua will be an NFL quarterback until whenever he decides to retire. He'll be on an NFL roster. He's not a top-flight starting quarterback in this league. And he told you that this week when he said, "Wow, I watched Josh Allen play. I can't do half of what he can do." Duh. Wouldn't you rather have Josh Allen? Underdogs NFL Twitter account tweeted this morning, Tua's cap hit for the next 4 years in Miami. Over 50? Over 50? Over 50? Over $60 million. This team's got no chance to win with this guy at quarterback. I texted our group chat last night. I almost tweeted this. I was having just too much fun to tweet, just being honest. Tua looks like a former Miami Dolphins quarterback when he throws the ball. He looks like Chad Pennington. He looks like broken neck Peyton Manning in 2015. When they won the Super Bowl because the defense was unbelievable and like Peyton like had enough guile to be able to figure it out. Peyton had no arm strength by the end. Tua has no, he never had that strong of an arm. Like, what happened? Like, remember when he came off the bench in the national title championship game against Georgia and slung that ball down the field to Devontae Smith? Like, he never had the Josh Allen arm, but he could get the ball down the field. Like, that pass to Tyreek Hill from right to left on your television screen in the fourth quarter in the closing moments of the game, Tyreek should have caught it. He had his hands on the ball. But, like, it's a 40-yard pass down the field that Tyreek has to stop and come back to the ball on. He doesn't have the arm strength. He just does not have it. I don't know him personally. This is not personal. Just, I don't think he has it. How are they supposed to win games? How are they supposed to win games? Pass rush isn't getting home. Secondary's terrible. Offensive line stinks. Quarterback can't throw. Seems like they're in a lot of trouble. We'll see what the Jets do on Sunday against the Bucs. I have a feeling, almost regardless of what happens, I guess like the Jets could win 30-0. Feels like that's probably not going to happen. Almost regardless of what happens, can't you see this? I'll quote the Marshall Tucker Band right now. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see? We're betting the Dolphins been doing to me. Can't you see people talking themselves into the Dolphins next Monday night? Look what they just did against the Bills. They're at home. Jets stink. Look ahead market. Miami 2.5 minus 115. I dare the sports books. I dare you. Hey, Vegas. You ready for this? I dare you to give me a 3 with the Jets next Monday night. I would love to take it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You bet on this Friday. All right. Let's talk about the winners. Buffalo Bills. 3-0. Josh Allen was incredible last night. And there's probably a deeper conversation to be had here. Maybe we'll have it at the start of next week. I will admit that there were a couple times during last night's game, and this is me about to say this, where I had to ask myself, am I sure that Josh Allen's not actually the best quarterback in the league? He's playing at such a... And he won MVP last year. Like, he's been great for a long time. I think this is the best he's played in his entire career to start the season. He's ridiculous. Now, obviously, he's got to go and he's got to beat Mahomes when it matters, like, to actually, like, claim that mantle. I'm still going to go with Mahomes. But just to illustrate the point of how amazing Josh Allen has been. Now, the offensive line is clearing massive holes for James Cook. I'm being serious right now. Are we sure that James Cook is not the best running back in the league right now? And you give him a lot of credit because I always have what I call like the Albert Haynesworth effect, where are we, like, when a guy gets paid, does he lose some motivation? James Cook got paid. He looks better than ever right now for the Buffalo Bills. He looks amazing running the football for Buffalo. And the offense is great. And picked up the defense big time last night because the defense couldn't get off the field on third down, and Tua's picking them apart. What an effort last night from the Bills offense. But I'm telling you, this defense is no good. So as we project things forward for the Bills, you know, I do a million radio hits at the end of the week, and on Friday mornings, I go on the Infinity Sports Network with Maggie and Perloff, Maggie Gray and Andrew Perloff. And Perloff was asking me today, do I think the Bills could go undefeated? Saying, like, look at their schedule. And, like, to his point, and, like, we talked about this before the start, we did 8 buckets, and we talked about the schedule's ridiculously easy for Buffalo. Like, they're 3-0, here's the next batch of games. And you, the listener and viewer, you can think in your head, as I say these games, like, who do you think's going to win? Next week, home New Orleans. Could you imagine a world, like, I have a 30-for-30 on that if the Saints win that game. Home New Orleans. Home Patriots. At Atlanta. You know I love the Falcons. I don't love them that much. At Carolina. Home Chiefs, okay? Like, you know, like the Chiefs will have, they'll have Rasheed Rice back for that game. So maybe you'll make a case for Kansas City. The Bills get them at home, obviously helps. At the Miami Dolphins. Like the Bills in this next stretch, they're going to be 8-1 at worst. We told you before the season started, we love them over the win total. We love them to win the AFC East. Look at this schedule. They're going 14. I don't think they're going undefeated. That was what I said. I don't think that. They're going to go 13-4 at worst. If Allen obviously has to stay healthy. They're going 14-3. Hell, they could go 15-2. It's within the realm of possibility. But don't lose sight of this. And I don't think it'll necessarily, because Allen's playing at such a crazy level right now, I don't know if it's going to manifest until we get to the postseason. This defense stinks. Now, it'll get a little better when Maxwell Hairston comes back, the rookie first-round corner, and bump Tre'Davious White to the bench. It'll get better when Ed Oliver comes back. And Ed Oliver coming back will help some of the young players on this defensive line. And they do have a couple young defensive linemen that I know a lot of people in the league like. I was texting with my friend Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. He likes some of these young Bills defensive linemen. And Oliver comes back, like, that'll help the defensive line. So, like, they are going to get reinforcements. Milano will come back. I still don't think the totality of this defense is going to be any good. And the way we can profit in the short term, it depends on the matchup, right? Like, I don't know if there's any number where I'd bet Carolina against the Bills. But as big favorites in games, like, I don't like this defense. I think that's going to be something to watch. And I'll reiterate what I've said since the offseason as it concerns Buffalo. Josh Allen can win MVP. He's the favorite right now. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. The Bills could rack up the best record in the league in the regular season, have home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. Would not surprise me at all. And they're in the driver's seat to do that, obviously, now. Having beaten the Ravens in the season opener head-to-head, the Chiefs are 0-2. When we get to January, is Buffalo's defense good enough to win 3 or 4 games to win a Super Bowl championship? My answer, no. And I feel awesome about that. On the other side, Femi Abebefe will join me. He's got a bunch of things for us to discuss, NFL and college football, as we head into a glorious football weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.